With your Posey County Radio News on this Wednesday morning, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Last night at the Poseyville Community Center, American Structure Point gave the public a look at their Posey County Comprehensive Plan. If you missed that meeting, there will be another one tonight in Mount Vernon at the Hovey House at 330 Walnut Street. They're inviting the public to join in the conversation on topics here in Posey County that the public would like addressed and to share your thoughts on what is in their present plan. If you'd like to be part of the discussion, the open house will start tonight at 6 o'clock at the Hovey House on the square in Mount Vernon. We are one day away from the Posey County Job Fair, which is tomorrow at the Posey County Community Center at the fairgrounds. The job fair will include 32 Posey County businesses looking to hire local employees. The job fair will start at 9 o'clock for high school students and run until noon, and the job fair will resume at 1 o'clock for the general public and be open until 5 p.m. Again, this is taking place at the Posey County Community Center at the fairgrounds. The address is 111 Harmony Township Road in New Harmony, just off Indiana 69. The Sweethearts of the Fair are once again this year presenting the Posey County Country Music Throwdown at the Community Center at the fairgrounds. This year's musical entertainment will be Tailgate Revival and have special guest Sam Hahn as well. The date is Saturday, February 24th, and you can get your tickets in advance for just $15 at the Half Moon Saloon, Zapp's in St. Phillips, First Bank in Mount Vernon, KB Auto Works, and United Fidelity Bank. Tickets at the door will be $20. The Posey County Emergency Management Agency posted on Facebook yesterday that the National Weather Service radar for the Evansville region is under major upgrades. The radar is located near Owensville and will be out of service for an estimated two-week period while the upgrades are underway. During this work, the radar is not capable of coming back online. However, six other radars provide coverage into our region. Those include Paducah, Kentucky, Lincoln, Illinois, Indianapolis, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Knox, Kentucky, and St. Louis, Missouri. Coming up on Saturday is the New Harmony Fire Department annual sausage and bean supper. Dinner will be served from 4 until 7 o'clock on Saturday. Adult meals will be $12 per person and children's meals $6 per person for those 6 through 12 years old. There will also be some raffles and a Chinese auction taking place. This event is taking place at the Posey County Community Center at the fairgrounds on Saturday. In high school sports last night, the North Posey Lady Vikings basketball team was on the road at South Spencer. The Vikings fell to the Rebels with a final score of 57-48. The Lady Vikings record drops to 8-14 on the season with one regular season game remaining. The Lady Vikings will be back in action on Thursday night taking on the Forest Park Rangers at home. That game is scheduled for 6 o'clock. You can hear that game on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com with Chris Moreland on the call. The Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats wrapped up their regular season last night at home taking on Wood Memorial. Final score in that game was Mount Vernon 30, Wood Memorial 58. The Lady Wildcats wrap up the regular season with a record of 20-2. They will play Evansville Bossy in round one of the IHSAA 3A Sectional 32, which is at Gibson Southern on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. We will have the live radio broadcast for you on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. On the high school sports schedule for tonight, there are no events for the North Posey Vikings and only one event for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. That Wildcats event is the boys' freshman basketball team hosting South Spencer at home with a 6 o'clock tip-off. Switching to college basketball from last night, the University of Evansville Purple Aces had a road game taking on the University of Northern Iowa. Aces led at halftime 31-29 over the Panthers, and in the second half, the Aces were outscored 42-32 for a final score of 70-63 in favor of Northern Iowa. The Aces fall to 11-9 on the season. Also last night in college basketball, the Purdue Boilermakers hosted Michigan. Final score in that matchup was Purdue 99 and Michigan 67. The Boilermakers are now 18-2 on their season. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anywhere, anytime, online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.